It's 16 minutes to 7 on Breakfast, and James Carlton joins us now. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Fran. Well, it was a big day 60 years ago. It was the day that St. Edward's crown, solid gold, was carried to the high altar of Westminster Abbey. Why might that have been? The coronation of Queen Elizabeth II. Yes, exactly 60 years ago. It was one of the great affairs of the, well, the entire Commonwealth, really. I mean, it was such a huge event. The last time this crown, Edward's crown, made its way to Westminster was on this day in 1953 when a 27-year-old received it on her head, Queen Elizabeth II. It was a strict ceremony that has followed procedure and protocol that hadn't really changed for 1,000 years. So they've had a bit of a, well, not a reenactment, but a time to remember those events 60 years ago at Westminster Abbey. Let's take a listen.
"60 years ago, in this holy place, Queen Elizabeth II was anointed with holy oil.
Her Majesty knelt at the beginning of a path of demanding devotion and utter self-sacrifice, a path she did not choose, yet to which she was called by God. Today we celebrate 60 years since that moment, 60 years of commitment."
The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby there. Well, we can look at The Guardian, which is the English paper that now operates in Australia, online at least, fitting, and they're reporting that the Northern Territory leads in closing Indigenous life expectancy gap. The Northern Territory is the only state or territory actually on track to close the life expectancy gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians within a generation, but we'll still have the highest child mortality rate in the country. This is the Indigenous Reform Report released on Wednesday by the COAG Reform Group, and it assesses the progress of the jurisdictions in closing the gap. It says Indigenous people in Australia are still dying at twice the rate of non-Indigenous people.
And a little later in the program, we're going to be talking to a representative of the UN suggesting that Indigenous kids in this country suffer discrimination to a great extent. So I'll be looking at that.
Also, we have NBN rollouts. There's more trouble there, certainly in both the Fairfax and Murdoch papers. The Financial Review says construction of the wireless section of the national broadband network is running so far behind schedule that less than half the planned homes and offices will be connected by the June 30 target. NBN Co. has blamed tall trees blocking signals and a lack of accurate addresses for the slow rollout. Meanwhile, the Australian, its union leaders demanding a halt to the NBN to ensure an end to asbestos exposure as they put forward a plan to dispatch independent assessors across the project to check on the danger to public health. Sydney Morning Herald: airport says the sky's the limit. Sydney Airport has revealed how it plans to comfortably double the number of passengers it handles each year by 2033, playing down the need for a second Sydney airport. Of course, Sydney has been having this where to have the second airport debate for, 40 years? Here's a solution. Just stop having the debate. Well, that's the draft 20-year master plan to be released on Wednesday. It includes the integration of the international and domestic terminals and details plans to reconfigure surrounding roads to deal with growing congestion. That's the airport's plan. You can imagine neighbouring residents would have something to say about it. Not tonight, though, because they'll be watching the State of Origin. Rugby League, Queensland versus New South Wales. 7 years of Origin agony will deliver us blue ecstasy, predicts the Daily Telegraph, Fran.
Blue ecstasy. Thank you very much, James. It's 12 minutes to 7 on Breakfast.
Across Australia, RN Breakfast with Fran Kelly.